Welcome to the last part of the SIRE launch event, and a number of you have come from the outside, especially for tonight's talk by Professor Tim Besley of the London School of Economics and also, of course, of the Monetary Policy Committee. My name's John Moore. I'm chairing the session now. I'm also, for my sins, the director of SIRE. And before we hand over to Tim for his lecture, I'd just as important, would like to turn to Professor Garney from the Scottish Funding Council, who is the research director of the Scottish Funding Council. And frankly, it's him we have to thank for tonight. Professor Garney.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much, John, for that kind introduction. I think my council needs to be thanked as well for this wonderful investment of 9.4 million that the Funding Council have made, together with your 11 or so million, to give you an investment which really allows, in Keynesian style, the government to recognize the potential of the economics research community. And I'm delighted to convey the congratulations of the council in being able to receive award in the first place, and to reach a stage where I'm informed you're making fantastic progress with the appointment of outstanding researchers from across the globe. This wasn't an easy area. We had been working with pooling research resources in the sciences and engineering for a little while, but the economics community were extremely challenging community to work with very diverse interests, lots of different ideas, and I think it's a real testament of success that a coherent proposal which allowed access to facilities, expertise, graduate school activities and the like across Scotland could be formed. I wish you all the success for the future. I can see that many of you do not come from Scotland but come from further afield in the UK, Europe and in the world. I hope you've had a wonderful day and I hope you enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thank you very much indeed, Professor Garney, for that. It's obviously the case that we have to thank the Scottish Funding Council and therefore, in effect, the Scottish public for the money that has been ploughed into economics. The 9.4 million that David mentioned just then was matched, and more than matched, by the Universities of Scotland. So speaking as one of the academic economists in Scotland, and on behalf of all the other academic economists in Scotland, I do want to say a heartfelt thanks to our employers, the universities themselves. Without their wholehearted support, we would never have pulled this one off. And so thank you to both the SFC and Scottish universities. One other vote of thanks just before we move on is to my colleagues across Scotland who have been in on this from the early days. I'm a Johnny-come-lately on this one. I don't warrant being the director of SIRE. It's very kind of you to have appointed me to it. But the truth of the matter is that the real hard work and inspiration has come from a number of people who I will leave nameless, although I've been told to leave nameless, but you know who you are. They're individuals, unsung heroes from different universities around Scotland. And over the years, you've pulled together, sometimes apart, but for the most part together, to put the bid together in the first place to the SFC and then to redo the bid and finally to get the money. I think we all, not just today's bunch of academic economists in Scotland, but future generations, owe a great deal of thanks to you. And I'm sorry that I can't name you, but I would like to have a round of applause for your contribution. There is a palpable buzz of excitement in Scottish economics now. The number of appointments that we've succeeded in making across Scotland is close to 40. Now, not all of those are full-time, you'll be pleased to hear, Professor Garney, so we're not going to bill you for the lot. If you've only recently arrived, or maybe you haven't had the opportunity, I would urge you to, over canapés and drinks afterwards, to have a look at the notice boards that there are on the other side there, where we have names and faces and areas of expertise and the universities which have employed them. So many of those individuals, and as you say, they are for the most part people who've come from abroad, exactly as we hoped. This is a very international enterprise. Many of those people are here tonight, and for the people who don't know them and would like to meet them, I'm sure they would be very happy to meet you. So could you please take the opportunity of staying behind after Tim's lecture and having some food and drink, and most of all, most important of all, meeting the new hires, that they are, after all, on whom the money has been spent. And they represent the future for us in Scottish economics. The way this is being manifested, the way SIRE is emerging, is on a number of fronts. The critical front, clearly, was those new hires. But another equally critical front, to my mind, is the sense of collegiality, collaboration, that is beginning to emerge across Scottish universities among the economists. There always has been an excellent network, and in fact, we were, again, not me, but there has been a hugely successful Scottish doctoral program in economics on which the SIRE initiative was built. But I think it's fair to say that in the last year or two or three, the sense of being part of a common whole is much clearer to all of us. And I would like it to be the case that certainly on a research level, on an intellectual level, we have a sense of belonging to Scottish economics rather than belonging to our own individual university departments of economics. Let's face it, no one department of economics in Scotland is big enough to pull its weight on the world stage, but I think collectively we could be and are beginning to do so. And there's evidence to that effect. When it came to hiring, both at the junior and senior level, it was very clear in Europe and in North America that people know that there is something going on in Scotland. It's very obvious from the number of jobs that are being advertised, the quality of the people that are being appointed to those jobs, the people, save their blushes, who are here tonight, that something is afoot. And people, the quality of applicants to our jobs has gone up a lot, and we're very fortunate to be able to continue to appoint. So we're on a roll, and I think the next few years are going to be extremely exciting. In terms of events, we've already had a number of good SIRE-based events. Could I mention just one which you may be interested in and may not have heard about, which is happening a week on Friday. That's the 30th of November, here actually in Edinburgh, but it could have been anywhere. The recent Nobel Prize winner, Eric Maskin, is coming to Europe for the first time and talking in Scotland. So this is the first opportunity that anyone in Europe has had to see him since he won his Nobel Prize. And he'll be talking, well, he's here for the entire day, Friday the 30th of November. In the morning, he's going to be giving a research seminar, and in the afternoon, I think it's at about 4 o'clock, is that right? He's going to be giving a public lecture. Details are on the notice boards there. So please do come and see Eric Maskin in the flesh. I think it's probably the first time that we've managed to host someone between the announcement of the Nobel Prize and him actually receiving it in Stockholm in early December. Now, over to Tim Besley. Well, let me not spare his blushes either. He's my favorite economist. He has had an extraordinary career, starting as a prize fellow in All Souls, Oxford, moving over to Princeton, where he won every prize going, became tenured, then came back to the London School of Economics, much to the great I can't think of the right word. Anyway, much to the benefit of all of us in European economics, he chose to return to Britain, even though he could have had any career he chose had he stayed in America. He's the first ever non-American-based editor of the extremely prestigious American Economic Review. He's a fellow of the Econometric Society. He's the winner of the Janssen Medal awarded by the European Economic Association for one of the best economists in Europe doing research. In terms of citations and papers published, he tops the list of European-based economists. He's still only 22 years old. It's very embarrassing and irritating, but he really is a most extraordinary man. And on the side, he runs the British economy. So, Tim, over to you. Thank you very much indeed for coming. We're extremely grateful to you.